This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi, so we're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Gimel. Let us try to do Se'if Gimel. Se'if Gimel. Let me get up the pictures. I hope we have the picture on here. I believe we do. Here we go. Se'if Gimel. Oyer Haratsuis, the leather of the strap, Sarach Sheyia Me'ar Behem Achai Va'oif HaTayim, has to be from the leather, from the hide, of an animal, a wild animal, a bird that are kosher, it has to be tanned lishma. Ritsuais, the straps, bein me'ar, whether the hide, bein me'klaf, ksherais. The straps, whether from the ar or from the klaf, is kosher. It's halachal mashmisina, they should be black on the outside. On the inside, you can do whatever color you want, chutz meyadim, except for red. Because people might say maybe from the blood of the poking, it got colored. Now, what does the mechaber mean? Ritsuais bein me'ar bein me'klaf ksherois halachal moshmi senashir ritsuah shchorois. Let's see. Oh, I guess like this. Two. It's a separate halacha. Ritsuais bein me'ar straps, whether from leather or from parchment, are kosher. You can make the straps from parchment. I mean, that's what the Mechaber is saying. There are three halachas in the Sif. Number one, the leather of the Ritzuis has to be from a kosher animal. That's halacha number one. Actually, the four halachas. Halacha number two, it has to be Me'ubad Lashma. Halacha number three, Ritzuis could be made out of cloth. And halacha L'mashmi Sinai, the Ritzuis has to be black on the outside. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tezayin, HaTahoyrim, Zuloi Hochshara L'mlech HaShemayim Ela Tahoyra Bavad. The Gemara teaches us that for mitzvahs, it has to be l'man tia taras Hashem b'ficha min hamutarim b'ficha. V'tzarech, it has to be m'ubad l'shma. Kol hay tzarech li'ikuvahu afilu b'diyavet. All of these tzarechs, the tzarech, she'yu m'ubad l'shma, it's even, it's ma'akib even b'diyavet. That's interesting. All of these tzarechs. So what's another example? First of all, Oyer Haratzuis Tsarach Shiyame Arbehema. Vid Tsarach Shayehe Mu'uba Lishma. If you look in the Sharatsian Sivkatan Yod Zayin, the Rambam Paragim Hokhatsun Halachatasav, Ula Elbasimalam Vezvezav Dermaso, Umashkaz Rabbeinu Shaharash Kasav, Uva Harbe Makoimais. So this is a common theme, it seems like, in Hilchos Tefillin, that the word Vitsarach is not a recommendation. You know, it's Ma'akev. Lishmoi, Va'afilu Harambam, Demeko, Bibatim. Even the Rambam, who holds that the batim do not have to be tan lishma, chumavur la'elbas and lamed beis if lamed zayin. We had the shita of the Rambam before. I'm sure everyone remembers the shita of the Rambam and siman lamed beis if lamed zayin, that you do not need ibud lishma on the batim. Right, the mechaber there said tzarach shiyah me'ubad lishmai heicha de'efshar. Why? The Mishnah Berurah said, "Ki Rambam svirlei deloy boi klal ibud ar habatim." The Rambam said, "Adrava yoiser chazaku kishloy nisabed." The Rambam holds better if it's not tanned at all. But when it comes to ritzuais, then there's no wiggle room. Afilo Rambam demeku habatim vur labasim labesiv lamzen moidach of a tamuz aayin belavushu v'magin Avram. I don't know what the reason is, but if the whole reason the Rambam said earlier you don't need ibud is because a bias is more chazak without ibud, that's not noigeya to the ritzuais. It was a special svara by the batim. The hahashkaratzot gamkin shia lishma. The blackening needs to be lishma. The imloy ivdan. So I always say, you know, the guy with the black pen is dangerous. You know, the guy with the black pen in his talis baitel, he's very dangerous. He's busy coloring his tefillin all day. But you know, who knows if he's making any, you know, making things better. He's like the guy with the Megillah. People come in with Megillas Esther. That's the most dangerous thing you could do on Purim. Rabbi Yeager, he knows what he's doing. But other people, I can't. The also here, another dangerous guy is the guy who comes in with his Megillas Esther on Purim. Why? Because his shver gave him a Megillah, so he wants to read along. The guy can't read a Millel from a Morah. He doesn't know if it's Nafal or Noifel, so he's not Yotze. Here he has a great Bal Koireh. If he would just listen with the regular Chumash, he would be Yotze. But the guy, he has his Megillah, so he hasn't been Yotze Megillah since he was Bar Mitzvah. Same thing with the black pen. You got to do it Lishma. Just because you're good at magic markers, it doesn't mean it's good for Tefillin. V'mloy Ivdan Lishman. If you don't do Ibud Lishman, Einoy, it's not going to help. Afilu im yashchiran achakach lishman. It's not going to help if you didn't tan a lishman. It's not going to help if you blacken it lishman. Shuvas tvar shmosim zayin tezvav ayin shavachuvas. Beis ayin. Anyone have what beis ayin is?
Be'er Esek.
Wow. That's a very interesting sefer, Be'er Esek. It's a shtickle Kabbalah. Yeah, I'll tell you about that. Which was Be'er Yisek, thank you, Kasav. The Hashchara Lishma Mani. That if you don't do Yibel Lishma, it will help to blacken it Lishma. Va'ayim B'tshuvas Rebbe Kei Veger, the Hiskam Ladina, Ke Dehabes, Ke HaDvar Shmuel Hanar, that if you don't tan it Lishma, it's not going to help to blacken it. The Hirish Ala Makilim Is Ha'ayin Sham. Let's do one more. The ritzuos need to be black. Ayin b'barach she'amar demasha medvav de mitzvah la'ashchiran ad she'yil shechayrois ka'ayrev. You should make it black until it's black like a raven. And ravens are very black. V'da de'im nisyashnu. If the tefillin got old, v'nismayich mehen ashachros, and the blackness got disintegrated. Tzorach la'ashchir mechaz. You need to blacken them again. Because la'elbus olam beis if la'mites uvimakoyim. Hiduk hakesher matzli ma'ayl hismaich hashachros. V'yesh lizar b'zeh ma'ayl. In the place where you make a knot, it's very common that you lose the blackening. Now, let's see in the picture over here. The scanning darkened in where it's supposed to be white. So here you have where it got whitened. And in this picture, this is the picture of a paintbrush. He's taking a paintbrush and he's blackening it. Okay, that we get. But the ikar is to be aware of in the makom hahiduk. Let's say over here, over here, over here. Usually, look where the icon is between the bias and the ritzuis. That's where it gets rubbed out very often. Again, everyone has a different opinion on the black and black tefillin. The advantage of the black and black tefillin is they remain black for good. So whether your great grandfather wore black and black, I don't think he did, but the tefillin stay kosher longer. That's for sure. That's a very big advantage
What's a
of the black and
disadvantage?
black. What?
What's a disadvantage? What's the disadvantage?
I don't know. Some people say, you know, it wasn't the tradition to have such tefillin. You know, I'm not sure, but I think that the halachic consideration overrides the, you know. It's like people who they don't drink Coca-Cola because their grandparents didn't drink Coca-Cola. You know, okay, there's something to be said for that if there's no halacha consideration. But in terms of it is very common for tefillin to need to be repainted and black on black, you know, you get around that issue. Okay, we'll hold it here. Thank you for joining. So we're one day ahead, so I think it's a good thing. And Baruch HaVatzlach, have a great day, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.